Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What have you been waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Yeah. Hey there, guys. It is episode 42.
This show is going to be a shit show, everyone. Just fair warning.
I'm glad I can be witness.
Nothing about the show is going to be professional or in any way revolving anything broadcast worthy.
Oh, just like our show.
Right. Nothing about this is going to run smooth. If we get through the first two breaks, I will be effing amazed.
I've never seen anybody look at me with such disgust in my life.
Then
Hoss, when he just threw off his headphones. It was like I said two words and he's like,
I'm done.
Yeah, I brought my own headphones and it's like someone just stuffed cotton in my ears. I'm like, F this. This sucks.
I thought, no headphones.
I'm out.
I thought you were mad at me because I was too loud.
Oh, no.
I thought you were disgusted
not you
with
at
me.
All.
I'm like,
no.
All I said was, hey.
Hey.
And
no,
you're like,
good.
This sucks.
Hey, nope.
I thought you were like, I'm out of here. out the front door and you're done.
That was great. Right.
Listen, we are slab happy. We are exhausted.
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, the voice you hear over there in the corner is our good friend Jason Martin.
Yay.
I
know him.
Of course, my best friend Haas is here. Producer Gary is here.
Hi.
But first of all, we got to talk about the most important thing that's going on right now in St. Louis.
Hi, this is David Backus, and you're listening to the Kelly Mano Show.
And she's really awesome.
And she's
a nope, little off the rocker. Oh, and I knew it. I hear something in the distance.
So, the Blues just finished an amazing game.
Yeah.
They come back with.
Against
slept through half of it.
You slept through half of it?
When I fell asleep, we were losing 2-1.
Yes.
And I woke up with 5 minutes left, and I was like, oh, hey, we're winning. Sweet. I gotta go to
the So you know what you need to do now.
Gotta go sleep
through the rest of the playoffs.
I was working at the... we have to work the, concession stand for Scott Trade for Rockies Hockey. And I was working on Friday night, and I was exhausted. And both times that I went pee, we scored.
Nice.
Because
nice.
I was literally, in this stall on the toilet. And I'm like, and you hear the horn, and I'm like, yeah! Like, from my toilet seat. So then when it was, tied and there was, a couple of seconds left, I, shut down my register. I'm like, I gotta go sit on the toilet! And I ran.
And score again.
Well, it was the other team.
Yeah.
But we didn't Shattenkirk score with,
.2 seconds.
Oh, my God, he did!
Yeah, yeah, 1 second left, yeah.
See? I need to go back and get on that toilet.
So the toilet the
section 104. So the Blues look fantastic.
Aside from game one, I thought Chicago kicked our ass in game one.
Yeah. See, I think the opposite. I thought, well, you're right. I mean, the goal was a fluke goal. But I thought we beat them up in game one as far
as... how many shots did we get?
18.
Yeah.
But we're playing the best team in the league. I mean, it's
I thought defensively, though, that was
defensively, we were great.
Defensively, they played well every game. The strategy they have in place is a huge, playoff
right.
defense first.
I agree.
But now, compared to, I would say, prior years, where we would get 1-2 goals a game, and it'd be luckily. Now there's actually an attack.
But,
and it looks
aside
decent.
From this game, what have we been getting per game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why
the dogs are barking? Lisa's here. Will you go let her in
and sit in the living room with her?
What's funny is I was telling a friend of mine that I thought game one, we got our ass kicked and won.
Right.
Game two, we kicked their ass and lost.
And lost.
On some questionable calls.
Yes.
And this game was just straight up, insane.
That was a huge back and forth game.
Yeah. It was.
34 shots for Chicago through 2 periods. Not the whole game. 2 periods, which is Elliot. I think we found... that playoff goalie that they've missed for
how many years now? Always been there, and he's had his own troubles on his own, but I think Hitchcock also plays some serious mind games with our goaltenders. So two things that I've really noticed about this series is, number one, the rookies.
Eyebrows is killing it.
The rookies, eyebrows is killing it. Pareko, guys that are usually just kind of spot fillers.
Also, by the way, I'm not making fun of them. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm wearing his jersey. I just call him Eyebrows because he's got eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, well, a couple things. So I was thinking, number one, this is the first game where we have not knocked out one of our own players' teeth. True. In like two games. Correct. Okay, yeah. Because so like
far, I so think good. That's because Piggy knocked out one of his own.
I think that's why, maybe why. Well, so two games ago, Shattenkirk knocked out Steiner's teeth, and then the other night, Laterra knocked out Schwartz's teeth. I'm yeah. like, if we can make it through one game. Second, can we like bring back cloning? Like, I've always been against it with my Christian values, but if we can clone Tarasenko. And oh, just, like, great. Make two little Vladdies. Have you seen his little playoff mustache?
Yeah, it looks about as good as mine.
If you it's see, like, you it's see like mine. The kids.
I see mine. Sixth grade
who are like, look, I need to shave, but yes. I'm not gonna.
Yes. Yeah. I cannot hold this phone and do this at the same time. Yeah. Will you hold it for me? And you don't even have to point it at me. You can point it at Haas. I don't even need to be on it. Sorry, guys. We're doing Facebook Live at the same time. But, yeah, so the Blues look amazing.
And, A, this is the first time we've beaten Chicago in regulation all year.
What about at their own house?
And like, it's the first time we've beaten – it's the first time Chicago has lost a game in 70-something games where they've been up by two.
A goal going into the third period.
I think that following Game 3, we are under their skin. I think that we are in their psyche a little bit. And
Tuesday is going to be big.
Yeah. Tuesday is going to be huge. And I was so excited to see Steve Ott back on the ice.
Yeah, he looked like his true postseason self.
The Pirate.
He didn't lose anything with all the time off.
Like, at one point, I texted his wife. I'm like, what is wrong with your husband? He's like literally, he stepped on the ice, and wherever the puck was, that's where he'd go and hit that guy.
Yep.
And then they'd pass it to somebody else, and he'd find that guy, and he'd hit that guy.
That's what he's done the last 2 years. It's great.
He's like a one-man wrecking crew out there. And I showed Haas the picture, Ace Ventura 2, whenever Jim Carrey goes to fight the little bitty black guy in the backpack, and he's like, yeah. And then they let him down, and he like loses his shit. That's what Steve Ott looked like.
Yeah. Did you see the slow-mo replay? I think it was after the first period, where it just shows Steve Ott flying and launching himself into Kane and somebody else at the same
no!
time.
Yeah, he just threw
and they
his
both
body
go
somebody.
Flying, yeah. and Steve Ott's like, rah!
Or I think it was the second period where right off the face-off, him and Taves got into it.
Yes.
And he just like, they're just pretty much hugging each other, and they probably should have both got a penalty at least.
Oh.
But then it whistle got blown down really quickly, and they still kind of were going at it. And
we was rubbing him on
yeah,
the head.
Yeah, he patted him on the head and told him to F off. Which so I thought was fantastic.
Well, so his wife, Erica, said that he felt like a caged animal, like finally being like let out okay. after all of this time. So, and I thought that the after game conference was really funny because they were interviewing Hitchcock. And they're like, so what made you decide to put Ott back in the game? He's like, he wouldn't leave me alone. He's like, he's been badgering me for weeks. He's like a barking dog. He wouldn't shut up, so I put him in the game, and he did great, you know.
Yeah, he did really good.
So, yeah, the only thing I feel bad about is like Reeves, who I think has not played bad at all.
No.
It's a good problem to have when you have guys that can come in and
because only one of those dudes are going to dress.
Right. Because yeah. I don't think that, especially guys who play as hard as they do, they probably need, you know, the day of rest. So I think it was a good day of rest for him. And Jason, you're here because you and Haas have like a big Blues announcement. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure. I guess I'll defer to you.
You guys are getting gay married. In the Scott Trade Center.
We are.
At I Center Ice.
As you said, you were slinging wieners on Friday. We're going to be slinging wieners for life.
Yeah. So, Haas and Jason, tell the world what is going on in you guys' life.
So, previously, which I think a while back I might have mentioned, we had our Blues hockey podcast.
Yep.
Yep.
Various reasons came up. We had to just put on hiatus.
Right.
And now,
much as everything else on this
things
world.
Have improved and things have worked out for me and everything.
Yeah.
We're on our way back.
Yep. So, we are capitalizing on the trend in music, which is reunions.
Yeah, so we're this is our GNR, the Blues version of GNR.
We're headlining Coachella. And by Coachella, I mean we're going back to Jason's
middle of the
basement.
Desert, middle of the middle Scott Trade Ice.
So, where can they hear your podcast, and how many days a week is it, and what did you just drop
my
over
phone.
There?
Not okay. your phone, my phone, so you're good.
Mine's already cracked from Spice Girl rehearsal.
Nice.
So, when can, if people want, you know, because obviously we cover the Blues a lot, it's hockey season, it's playoffs. We'll cover the Cardinals a lot when they're in season two, but this is not a sports podcast. No, you guys are a sports podcast. Yep. So if you are like Blues bonkers, where can people hear you?
So slight change in the place you can find us. So blueshockeypodcast.net.
Okay.
Correct. Apparently somebody wanted that name really badly and bought it.
Bought it out from under us.
Was it Chase and Panger?
I don't know. They could have been trying to capitalize on everything.
They liked one of my tweets the other day.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Like they liked two of them. Like their podcast. Geez. Like, so I think they need to have them on.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome.
If they okay. If it, be awesome if it would happen.
People do whatever Kelly Mano says.
Yeah,
so well, you've learned that.
Yeah, so we might need to do that. So and then we will be on iTunes and then hopefully Stitcher once.
How many days a week?
We're gonna do once a week. Well, for now we're gonna do it at the end of the first round.
Okay.
We're gonna get our schedule synced up and everything, and I gotta get the website squared away, which pretty much is.
But are you guys using the half-naked chick again with the blue stuff?
Well, you know, what's funny is Ashley, our stripper last week, talked to us about, hey, you know.
You want to use my naked pictures?
Well, I don't think we'll go, like, full naked.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but she's a very, she's, as you know, like a massive.
Blues
maybe
fan.
We can like get Melissa and Ashley to, like, you know, blues pillow fights.
Oh, my God.
We'd be okay with
those are gross. Okay, if you missed all of that, we are going to put.
Do like a bikini calendar with Pinky Smalls?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
We will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show. Do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Just do the ditty if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Here we go. I left.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt at RE/MAX. And a lot of our friends and family are just hearing this for the first time. We placed an offer on our house and it has been accepted.
Yay!
And it is a house that is Piggy Smalls approved.
Which is even better.
Yeah, so we had to get special permission to have the pig there. And we are so excited, which means we got to sell this house. And of course, we are working with Rachel Witt at RE/MAX because she is the best. Rachel's been in business for 13 years. She has an entire team of people who work underneath her every time we have a problem, whether it's we run into something with financing or paperwork. She's got a specialist that she will pass us off to that can handle everything that work right there in the building with her. If you need Rachel, whether you're buying or selling a home, or even if, like we talk about a lot, if you're looking at buying or selling a home in like a year, Jason's doing it right now, you have to start early.
Yeah.
It's not like you wake up one day and go, hey, I'm going to sell my house next month.
Yeah, it's a process for
yes,
sure.
Yes, if you are looking at moving anytime in the next year, you need to give Rachel Witt a call. Her phone number is 636-720-3836, or you can go to her website, which is homesalesinstcharles.com.
You know it ain't no stopping all the dogs I'm dropping. You know, it's Friday night, so everything.
What?
Is I'm just going to show up mornings in the pond on the float and be like, morning, Meadows. What's breakfast?
We're going to be so close to you.
No.
Like, you're just going to have your own key. Like, I'm here. We do have an unfinished basement. We could just
sweet.
Finish it and you could be like the uncle that lives in the basement.
Just like throw food down in the basement every once in a while. Here you go.
Yes, like Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey?
Yes.
Cut it out.
He was just in town, apparently.
Yes, he was. My dog hates Gary more than life itself, and Gary's
so
out of
weird.
Gary's out of the room right now. So if he, if you hear Molly barking a lot this episode or this segment, that's why. Yeah, because she wants him dead.
Molly hates Gary. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, well, she's like an old crabby rescue dog anyway, so we, you know, we let her do whatever she wants.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, she has like flickering flames of hatred for Gary.
So weird.
Haas is barely functioning. We both had exciting weekends.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my exciting weekend for the next show.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is that I went to my...
You might have won, to be honest.
Yeah. Let me just tell you that on Saturday night, whenever Haas was watching Guns N' Roses on stage, I texted him and I said, listen, I know you're seeing Axl right now, but I'm watching a one-armed drag queen.
So amazing.
I win.
So amazing.
That's going to be next weekend, or on Thursday show. So you went to Coachella over the weekend.
I did.
Which, is that like a big like hippie festival, or is it like a...
It's hipster for sure.
Like rich white kids.
Oh yeah, it's a bunch of trust fund kids. It's, you know, I went with a label partner of ours who works for a label that a lot of our bands are signed to, and he had never been. And he was bitching about how hard it is to sometimes get the credentials you need for the show.
Right.
And I go, well, dude, it's hard to get them because since you're 2 hours from L.A., every movie star and entertainment person's bratty kid. Wants
going.
To go.
Exactly.
And they get all these credentials, and then people like us who need them
don't
are scrambling. But it's for everything that sucks about Coachella, and I could do an entire show on things that suck about Coachella, it's fun once you're there. It's just getting there and everything else about it.
And you were much closer this time. Was there anything really different about this show than last time with Axl?
The show was, the set was pretty much the same.
Yeah.
They brought out Angus Young from AC/DC.
Yeah, because now isn't he going to do some songs with that band?
Well,
listen,
that's been the rumor for months, is that he was going to replace the lead singer of AC/DC, and that's official now.
But he's going to like go be with AC/DC for a few weeks and then come back and do Guns N' Roses
I think what's
going
to happen is they do two shows in Mexico City this week.
Yeah.
Do the second weekend of Coachella. And then the tour doesn't start until June. So between now and then, I think he's going to Europe and doing the AC/DC dates.
Your boyfriend, Axel, is making a huge mistake. Because this is his first time back on the touring circuit, and he is an elderly man now.
52.
Yes.
And he's looking at...
Listen, this AC/DC stuff, I'm telling you, it's going to burn him out or something.
It could.
Yeah, do you think that? Or now you're, like, really happy. You went to two of the first three shows.
I did. I want to go see one. I'm going to on the stadium tour, because with him being in the chair and not mobile...
Yeah.
It doesn't have the feel of a Guns N' Roses show because he's not running around.
Isn't the AC/DC thing like a distraction from this big Guns N' Roses reunion? It almost seems like he's trying to like upstage his own band.
A little bit.
It's
a little
odd.
Bit.
I mean, and him and Slash just like made up again yesterday.
Pretty much. He's it's weird. It doesn't surprise me because he's been a huge fan, but yeah.
He's gonna
I mean, he brought Angus Young out. They did two songs, but the set was fairly identical to what I saw in Vegas.
Sure. So when do you see them again?
As of now, Kansas City in mid-June, and then Nashville the second weekend of July.
And so the big announcement out of Coachella this weekend was that there was like a big NWA reunion.
Yes,
Hoss was texting me
at
like 1 in the morning, and my first question was, okay, so Dr. Dre was there, right?
No.
So it's not a reunion.
Yeah.
I mean, Yellow was there, Ren was there.
Where was Eazy-E? Was he busy?
Still dead.
Still unavailable at this time.
Dang it.
Yeah, he was... we reached out for comment, and we have not heard back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cube comes out, and Ice Cube was the performer right before Guns N' Roses.
In Ice Cube, I mean, like, when I rank, and I've been listening to rap since I was, like, 12 years old, 13 years old, I would probably rank him in my top 10. I just Ice Cube.
And he's awesome. So good live. I've seen him a handful of times.
Yes, he's very, very good.
And the thing with Coachella, more than any of the other festivals, it is kind of the place where you pull surprises out of your hat.
Of course.
Like, the band before Ice Cube was a relatively new alternative band called Disclosure.
Okay.
And they have a song with Lord. Lord came out unannounced and did the song. Sam Smith came out unannounced and did his songs with them.
Okay.
Some chick I never heard of. So, like, it's kind of the thing to do is, like, pull rabbits out of the hat.
Yeah, try to be the biggest.
Yeah, because you want to be like, oh, my God, here's what happened to Coachella.
Yeah.
Like, this is where they did the hologram of Tupac a few years ago.
That's right. That was creepy shit.
It looked very odd.
I'm so glad that they stopped.
I was there.
Doing
it looked
that.
Very weird.
You were there?
Yeah. There's always talk of, like, everybody having one, and then you never never any follow-up to any of those.
So Cube comes out, and he does two songs, and then I figured that he was going to address the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, because the him and Gene Simmons thing has been going back and forth.
Sure.
So he says, you know, we were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm like, here we go. He is going to rip Gene Simmons a new
a-hole
for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought he was going to.
And he goes, but we didn't perform. And I'm like, oh, shit. Is it really going to happen?
Right.
And he goes, but this is Coachella, and this is the West Side. So let me bring some friends out. And I was like, and so, you know, Dre doesn't come out. They never even really address why he wasn't there. But Ren and Yella come out.
But they bring out Snoop Dogg, and he wasn't even really like an
member of
NWA. Yeah.
So
that's confusing.
They do Straight Outta Compton, which I posted on my Facebook page.
Which I saw, and that was amazing.
It's awesome.
It gave me chills.
I apologize that it's sideways. I don't know why it posted sideways. But that was great. And then they did F the Police.
Yeah.
Which sounded amazing.
Right.
But when you're looking at the stage on Coachella, the two side washes of the stage where they have all the big speakers are covered by some of the most high-def screens I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And all the bands will put, you know, whatever they want for their visuals on those. So for Straight Outta Compton, it was all pictures of NWA back in the day.
Which is awesome.
Which was nice to see.
Super cool.
Yeah. Right.
For F the Police, it's pictures of Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, and, you know, everybody of the last 10 years. Like, it started with, OJ and Rodney King.
With OJ?
Like, it's topical. But, like, it started with, like, all the early 90s stuff that was, like, what that song was about back in the day. And then all of a sudden, about a minute and a half into the song, it flips. And it's all the current stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Mike Brown, Trayvon, all those. And I was like, you know.
Which makes me so mad.
Oh, it does me, too. Because, I mean, as someone who's in the music business, I understand that NWA is a brand. And that brand, as an entertainment brand, is to push a certain image and message.
Yeah.
However, there is a large difference between Rodney King, who legitimately got beat for no good reason.
There was a reason to riot for that.
And a lot of the people
Brown thing is so gray because nobody saw it, unlike the Rodney King
thing. Oh, there was tons of Ferguson pictures. Like, they were showing, like, pictures of the riots.
You know what? F you. Come live here and try to deal with that shit. Yeah. We're 7 minutes from it, and it
there
sucked.
Was tons of people with the hands up, don't shoot images.
So it makes
so me... I didn't post that one, but...
I wouldn't have either. And you know what? That
it sounded so good.
That sucks. Yeah. Well, I'll just keep listening to him win my CD because
and
I'm...
And then Snoop came out. And this is when I... When Dre didn't come out, I thought it was weird. And they never addressed it.
Yeah.
So then towards the end of the show, they're doing a song... That's a hymn song that Snoop's featured in.
Yeah.
And Snoop rises up out of the back of the stage.
That's awesome.
And they finish that song, and Cube's like, Snoop, you got one more you want to do? And they break into an old Snoop and Dre song. And for the life of me now...
It was Forgot About Dre.
Yeah, it was Forgot About Dre.
Yeah.
And I, like, Snoop's doing the first verse, and I'm like, this is great. Dre's coming out at the end.
No comment or anything, and they're on the West Coast. And...
Yeah. But like, what was cool is like...
right nearby.
Everything that Cube said he was going to do, he did. He did NWA stuff. He did West Side Connection stuff. He did his own stuff. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I essentially got to watch NWA open up for Guns N' Roses, which, trivia fact, that is who Axl Rose wanted to open up for them on their tour when they came to St. Louis.
Really?
He wanted NWA to open. That's
awesome. Yeah, we're still trying to repair ourselves here in St. Louis. Yeah. We don't need anybody else coming in here. Freaking stirring crap up and bringing all that back up, and I just have issue with a lot of artists that use their...
It's exploitative.
Okay, it's one thing to use your celebrity. If you want to use your own Twitter to promote things and stuff like that and your view on things, that's fine. If you want to use your own like social media, but when people are buying tickets to come hear you sing or rap or shut up and do it.
Oh, he didn't talk about it.
And it goes
at all.
For the Dixie Chicks too. I mean, it goes both ways. When she would run around crying about George Bush, up and sing goodbye, Earl.
Now,
Cube
didn't do any of that. Like, he never got on the soapbox by any means.
Yeah,
but the visuals were there,
and I'm sure that's something that was discussed by all of them what to put up there. I mean, it wasn't 100%. Just like those like management team or whatever. It's like, I'll throw that up there to be topical.
Like I said, I would be fine if they showed the old footage. You know, of what inspired their music.
Yep.
But to use things from today that are already so raw and hard to see and watch, and we're all trying to repair, and I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bit odd for me just because, living here, obviously the Mike Brown thing is so fresh. So fresh, and because, there was the initial thought process of what happened versus what was proven that happened.
Right.
And, obviously that is not... what was reflected on those screens.
No.
That being said, holy crap, 15-year-old me, I exploded of excitement watching NWA reunite and then Guns N' Roses reunite.
I can't wait for my kids that are old enough to watch the movie Friday. I got a while to go, but one of the best movies ever made.
I love all three of them.
I know, right? Yeah. All right, we will be back. Our dream interpreter, our psychic, our friend Lisa Pini is here. Jason's going to stick around a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
This studio is getting really crowded, and we'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
And her ass is big, round and wide, jacked up, making the thing down the ride. Smoking Indo, playing that Super Nintendo, hit her at a tat on my window, gave her ass that pelvic thrust. Don't trust the rubber cause it's bound to bust. In the oven, in the nappy, I had on two so I was happy, cause that HIV will make it itch gang sideways. And that ain't cool, fool, cause old boy.
The Kelly Mano Show. Princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Gateway Photo Booth with Tim Melton. We call him Addison.
Yep.
You know Addison from the Stephen DC show. He was also my fellow dinosaur and all the trouble we caused a few months ago. Addison has been running his own photo booth at weddings since 2009. And when you I was going to say when you order Addison. You don't actually get Addison. You do get him, but he comes with a photo booth. He will come to any of your events, whether it's a wedding, a birthday, bar mitzvah, anniversary, circumcision, wedding.
Birth of your child.
Birth of your child. Photo booth at the birth of your child. You could jump in and take selfies with the doctor. That would be amazing.
Are there going to be props?
Yes.
Sure, with the baby.
The baby's the prop. Package options include memory books, photo sleeves, magnet posters, anything you could want with a photo booth. I've seen a lot of crappy photo booth companies lately. Please go with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing, especially when you're trusting your friends and family with them. And, of course, you get a discount if you do what, Hoss?
Just yell, Calimano!
Calimano! If you just yell my name, you get a discount. You get a $50
discount.
Still
not working at QT.
Dang it. Well, also, you can check out their website, which is www.gatewayphotobooth.com, or you can call Addison at 314-920-7789. He prefers late-night phone calls and heavy breathers.
Come on. Sicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Just don't think jits, think pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right. If the
Biggie
right,
Smalls come out at Coachella?
Also still dead.
Still not available?
Could you also imagine, no hologram.
What a big hologram. That, yeah, because it would cost too much money to make a hologram that big. They made Tupac because he was skinny.
That's right. No, Nate Dogg was not there. Was he the one who lost an eye?
I don't know.
Yes. No, he's
also dead. Also dead.
They were going to do Biggie. They're like, no, it's like $2,000 more.
They couldn't afford. All they could afford was for Diddy to do one like Diddy shake across the stage.
All right. We have a lady in the studio, which I'm so glad. It smells like boy in here, doesn't it, Lisa?
It does.
It smells like boy in here. I don't know. It smells like my husband.
We
got all these boys in here. Lift that microphone up
just
a little bit.
Do I still smell like weed?
No, from Coachella.
Oh my God!
You said it bothered you.
Yeah, I've noticed over the last 9 months since I've gotten my nose done.
Yeah,
that my sense of smell has returned with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
that could be a good and a bad thing.
Oh, it's a good and very bad thing because yesterday I almost wanted to vomit.
Okay.
Because like it was weed smell everywhere. These were rich kids, so they had good stuff.
It smelled like skunk.
Oh, it was awful, and like you couldn't.
Wait, does the good marijuana smell like skunk or something?
It's more, like, potent. Oh, yeah. So, like,
I don't know.
I'm a, not a dead that I skunk would without know. Hitting
that. Obviously, you're the one who brought it up.
Not that I would know.
The voice in the corner is our friend Lisa Pini, who is here from Black Cat.
Yay!
And did I read on Facebook the other day that you are retiring?
What?
Semi-retiring.
Now, wait a minute, but you're not retiring from us, right?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm actually retiring from traveling. I've been traveling for 20 years.
Good yeah.
With this all over the country, and I'm fried like a drumstick.
Yeah. So are you going to, because you have a, don't you have an event coming up this weekend?
No, I have an event in August.
And what is
up.
That?
It's a gallery session, so think John Edwards.
Oh, wow.
Oh, where you like go around the room and pluck people out, and you're like,
for 200 people, it's a big one.
Oh my gosh.
200 people.
Well, will you come back whenever,
absolutely.
When it gets closer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have anybody to like introduce you on stage yet?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I wanted that job.
Oh, well, they've only done it once, so why don't you do it for me?
I think I could. Don't you think we could go
out there? Go out there and be like, guess who's coming up?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're all psychic. Go home.
And so what is going on in the psychic world? What was the last dead person you saw?
The last, oh my God.
Alice Elvis?
That is so funny.
Like, it is funny because that's the first thing I thought of to ask her. Like, seen any good dead people lately? So, like, was one floating around in the car on the way here? Or like,
is
there one on Gary's shoulder right now?
Yesterday, I was in Jefferson City.
Yeah.
Central Missouri is where I'm normally at. And I'm sitting there with this woman, and all of a sudden, I get this male figure. And I start describing him, and he had the ugliest feet.
Ew.
And did he text pictures of them to Gary?
It's a joke we were doing
and
earlier.
I died, and I said, this is a description. And she burst out crying, because that's my dad.
Nice.
And I said, okay, but I mean, yesterday was a really strange day in the spirit world. I had funny ones. I had one that was just like, just give her my message. I'm like, whatever. So I just get like
angry.
Not angry, forceful was more like it.
Yeah.
You know, the message was something that she needed to hear, but it was more of a forceful thing.
Yeah. I would be like, kiss my ass. What are you going to do about it? You're a ghost. You kidding me?
Tell yourself.
I was like, you just got to wait a minute, buddy. You know, so, and it was, this was like the seventh person down. I mean, and he's coming in on the first one. I'm like, wait your turn. Wait your turn.
Like to the ghosty.
Yeah. That's wait your turn, buddy.
That's hysterical. That's how I want to be as a ghost. I'm going to piss off every medium in town. They're like, who is this pushy girl?
Yeah, don't.
So we have you on because people love to have dreams interpreted. And we posted something in our Facebook group, and we've got a couple questions for you. But I actually had a funny dream lately. And my dream happened in real time, to where during my dream, I was where I really was sleeping. I had to fly out to Arizona a couple of weeks ago, and I have really bad anxiety about flying, and I mixed Xanax and Benadryl, which is a really bad idea.
That's a deadly combination.
Okay? And so, like, I barely got on the airplane, like, Weekend at Bernie's, and thank God, there was a seat in the front row of my Southwest flight, and it was in the middle of two people, but I didn't care because I couldn't walk any further. I'm like, oh my God, thank you, got a seat. So I sit down. I literally fall asleep in St. Louis, and I wake up and I'm in Arizona. I remember nothing from the flight. However, mid-flight, I wake up. Okay, now this is a dream, but in my life, I think it's real. And I wake up, and there I am in between the two people I'm really sitting in between. I'm on the airplane, and I look up. And I can see the captain because I'm in the front row, and it's the wrestler, The Rock, is flying the plane. And I'm like, and I turn to the guy next to me. I'm like, why is The Rock flying our plane? And then we start to like stumble, and I look out, and we're landing. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why is The Rock landing our plane? They're like, Kelly, it's a stunt. It's for the movie. We're extras. What are you freaking out about? So then I start losing my mind trying to get out of my chair on the airplane. I'm sure the people next to me, I can't believe I'm not on YouTube somewhere. So I start frantically.
Oh, you never know.
I'm like frantically getting in my phone in my dream, and I'm trying to text my friend Julie, who is friends with my bride, and I'm like, I'm on the wrong plane. I'm supposed to be shooting a wedding. Somehow I got on The Rock's plane, and it's a stunt plane, and I'm on a movie set, and I'm not going to make it to the wedding. However, in my dream, I couldn't read her text. I couldn't get the words to work, and then I woke up. So what is there anything to dreaming where you really are?
Well, there's nothing to your dream because you mixed Benadryl and Xanax. Yeah.
You're batshit crazy.
So. I didn't mean to. I took a Xanax because I had to fly, and I always do that. And then because I cleaned my kids' stupid mice cages the night before, I had allergies, and I didn't even think about it. I stopped at the airport stand. I'm like, oh, they have Benadryl. Give me two of those. Gloop, 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 gone. And then it was like 5 minutes later, I was like,
night,
what? Night. Like, why is everything so dark? Like,
that's right.
Why is there two of everybody? And then I was like, thank God they're boarding.
Yeah. Normally, under a normal circumstance, you know, when you started that story, I would say it sounds like you had an out-of-body experience.
Right.
But it got kind of crazy. But no, it was just because you had taken medication. So, you know, a lot of times there's, you know, medication things.
Right.
If you eat something before you go to bed, if you're highly intoxicated, those dreams usually mean nothing.
Mean absolutely. Hoss, have you had any weird dreams lately, or Jason?
You know what's weird is I usually remember everything that I dream, and I'm drawing a complete blank on anything recently.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
Well, that being said, I am half conscious right now.
Yeah.
We all are.
No, like, I'm usually the opposite. I usually forget everything.
That's how I am.
And then I remember, like, just this week, I thought we were going to get a house. And then today we put a contract on a house, so we'll find out. And hopefully
soon, so you think it was like a premonition.
Dream.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird that I got up and I'm like, and then got up in, like, a really good mood and just...
I've told you guys before that I dreamed that our weatherman, Bob Richards, died the night before he died.
I remember.
And I woke up and
that.
I told my parents before it was even on the news. And that was in the, like... 90s. Early 90s, we had one TV in the house. It wasn't like you had live streaming news. I'm like, the weirdest dream that weatherman with the curly hair died, and they turned on the TV and he was dead. So
I did have a dream. I haven't even told you this
yet. Oh, God. Is it about me?
It is.
Okay.
So I had a dream that for some reason you and I for the show had to fly to some nondescript city, be it L.A., New York, somewhere for meetings.
Did you have to carry me like Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
Is that your
favorite? But I remember that you and Jimmy were in a huge argument because whatever studio had flown us out only booked us one hotel room.
For the three of us?
Yeah. No, it was just you and I.
Come in, knock on our door. And he was just like, oh, me and you.
Yeah, and he was like, is this really a business trip? And you're like, no, Jimmy, I'm on vacation with Hoss. And I'm like, do you need me to talk to him? And you're like, no, just stay out of this.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was this weird thing where, like for some reason, Jimmy was all concerned. And I'm like, what is he concerned about?
Lisa?
Well,
that can't hold any merit because Jimmy and Hoss are good friends.
Yeah,
it really doesn't. But it does tell me that you're a little stressed out. So yes. That's just a sign of stress and that you need to try to alleviate it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a very stressful.
Are there any reasons?
Yeah. Are there any tips?
Meditate. Benadryl and Xanax.
Meditate in a nice bubble bath.
All right. Find me a tub big enough and I'm in.
His big ass does not fit in a bus. Oh, my new house.
Guess who's coming over?
Listen. So when I was looking for a new house, I told our realtor, I'm like, I need two things. I need a big backyard. I need a bathtub that my boobs and my knees can fit under at the same time. My new bathtub, Hoss, I can lay down end to end and be underwater.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's more than 5 feet just on the bottom.
You know who's got really, really good gigantic bathtubs?
Who?
It used to be Harris, whatever it's called, now Hollywood Casino.
Yes.
We got hotel rooms there 1 year when I had a band playing for Point Fest, and I took a bath there, not because I wanted to,
yeah,
because I could, because it's such a rare thing. I'm like, screw this, I'm taking a bath.
Yep. So when the woman in our new house, and Jimmy's like, why is Hoss taking a bubble bath in our house? Is this really business?
I'm totally going to Billy Madison it out too. Shampoo is better. I get the hair clean. Stop looking at me, Swan.
We have a big pond behind our new house.
Oh, I'm going to be in it.
And I was talking to somebody, and I said, we have this bad geese problem. And they're like, well, if you want to get rid of geese, you got to get a swan. And I'm like, so I just need to go, like, buy a
swan. Swans are mean.
Go buy a swan and, like, stick it in the lake?
Yep.
How do you do that? Where do you buy a swan?
Oh, I'm sure.
Says the woman who got a pig.
Yeah, swans are mean, man. Like, they're super territorial and super mean.
Oh, all right. Well,
we'll find out. You don't want one because if they start having eggs or laying eggs there, they will go after the kids if they come out too close. They're super mean.
All right, so Lisa, are you ready to interpret some real dreams?
I'm
and
ready.
And not just the crap that we come up with. All right, what you got, Gary?
All right, Veronica Peichel, one of our friends, says, when I'm sick and feverish, I always have the same dream. There's a small roll of hay coming toward me in the distance. It gets bigger and bigger and is chasing me down, and I'm terrified, and I usually wake up from it because I'm so scared, but it keeps recurring when I try to go back to sleep. And she's talking about the big, giant hay rolls that you would see on a farm.
Yep. Oh, she's got her book out. Once in a while, people will bring up a dream so weird that she's got to get out the book.
Only your friends.
Yes.
Well.
It means don't go to sleep. It's like Freddy.
First of all, when you're sick, you can have strange dreams like that, and they can reoccur. And it is what I thought. It talks about financial situations. So when the hay roll is chasing her, you know, money, you know, she's running away from issues with
financial
money.
Crippling debt.
Yeah.
Also known as the city of Cleveland.
So she really needs to be careful with finances and make sure that she's not overspending or living beyond her means.
All right, Veronica. Quit buying all those new
shoe
girls.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, what else we got?
All right, Casey. Casey says, I've had dreams about bridges since I was little, driving up steep bridges where I went from driving to literally hanging on for dear life.
I bet a lot of people dream about bridges. What do bridge dreams mean?
Bridge dreams mean that you're actually headed for a change. And they're usually a positive dream. And I love the fact that she said, I'm hanging on for dear life, because it means that she's got to jump through a few hoops in order to get to where she needs to go, but she makes it.
So, I know this lady, and she always makes it. She's a good egg.
Good, yeah, because she'll always make it. So if she, you know, keeps continuing to have these dreams, it's going to be fine. But that's what bridges mean. Also, when you go up in a dream, that means that there's going to be money coming your way or a step up, a promotion.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you that she is the best kindergarten teacher on the planet.
Oh.
And that woman deserves every promotion ever known to man.
Good deal.
I hope she gets it. Now, I know one of our listeners, I don't remember who it is, but asked something that we have not talked to you about yet. what do dreams about SEX mean? Because we've all had
Let's talk
them.
About that.
We've all
Let's
had
talk
them.
About sex, baby.
Oh. Cut it up one time.
Ooh. All right, so we've all had that dream. And sometimes it's
very real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's very sometimes it's very real. Sometimes it's about very random people.
Right.
Sometimes again, those are the best. Sometimes it's about inappropriate people.
Right. Again, the best.
Again, the best. Or, as Jason just chimed in, Christy, making you proud, multiple he said, or about multiple people. So let's go over what it means when you dream you're having sex.
Okay, the basis, the basic dream of having sex just means that you're in danger of losing intimacy with somebody.
Really?
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you're in danger of losing intimacy with a partner, but it can be just a friend. It can be a loss of a friend. You're just in danger of doing that.
Is it necessarily that you're in danger of losing intimacy with the person that you were having sex with in that dream?
No. No. It can be anybody. So let's say I have a dream about having sex with you tonight, okay. Baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Join the group, baby. Join the group.
Get in line, Lisa.
Get in line.
Get in line.
So it doesn't mean that I'm in danger of having an intimate relationship with you. It could mean there's just something going on in my life with somebody else.
That's what I was wondering.
Right. So now when you start dreaming about multiples,
Jason.
Pervert. You've been watching porn.
Bring it up.
You're just no,
but it's a good. It's a common dream.
Asking for a friend.
It's actually a common dream. So that means that there will be doubles, triples, quadruples of something in your life happening. So there will be multiples of something happening, and that doesn't have anything to do with sex. Sex with people with no face means.
Oh, somebody brought that up.
Sex with people with no face means that you are going to have an intimate relationship. Now, when I say intimate, it doesn't necessarily mean sexual. It just means
like a close relationship.
Right, a close relationship. That means that you're going to meet somebody that you're going to have an intimate relationship with.
Okay.
Now, when you start talking about walking into a party and you see people having sex everywhere.
Jason.
That means you're going to be embarrassed. That you're going to be embarrassed by something, so watch what you do.
So, should we not feel bad? And this has not happened to me any time lately that I can think of, but I remembered a time a long time ago where I had a dream about somebody really inappropriate. It was like maybe it was like a friend's husband or someone, and I felt so guilty the next day because it wasn't like somebody that I was attracted to or anything. And I was like, what is wrong with me? And I beat myself up for a day. I'm like, I'm not secretly in love with people or if you do that. Or
no, sometimes that's just like an unconscious thing. Like that person had gone through your mind that day and it was just kind of caught in your subconscious.
Yes. I have you guys ever been doing the thing like where you're scrolling on Facebook before you go to bed?
Yeah.
And like you read a random person's post that you went to junior high with, and then all of a sudden they're in your dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, here comes my baby. Come here, Rocky. He didn't hear all this, by the way.
Well,
come here, Bubba.
Saved.
Look at my little stud.
What up, dude?
Hi. So, Rocky, I did not get to go. Rocky just walked in. He plays for the Sox baseball team. They are amazing, and Rocky is a stud. How did you do today?
I can't talk right now. I'm eating ice cream.
This is his after game ice cream. Daddy, how did he do?
He did great.
He
had a big 2 RBI hit. In the first game, he made a couple good plays in the second game and scored the
Look at my big
tying
beefcake.
Run. He stole third, and then the ball got away, and he managed to make it home.
Now, Rocky, this is little league, real serious stuff. Rocky's at the plate, and he's holding up the umpire, and he's looking down the line, and his coach is damn near doing sign language to him. Do you actually know what he's telling you to do, or do you just pretend?
Well, if I don't know, you'll probably make me do laps the next practice. You'll probably make me go the whole practice. I basically have to know him or else bad stuff will happen.
Okay, so what is...
What does it mean when they grab their junk?
They don't do that.
Every baseball player does that.
That would mean that he has to go to the bathroom really, really, really...
All right, fair.
Fair
enough.
All right, what is when they do this? What does that mean? Are you allowed to tell me? He won't
so
even tell
gonna
me
you're
going to
give away signs.
I'm not telling you.
All right, get
out of
here.
Can't give away signs.
I love you. Give me a kissy. It's you. I love you.
Sorry. When my babies get home, everything stops. Good night, bye, Jimmy. Good night.
Bye, Jimmy. Bye, Jimmy.
All right, we have to keep talking about inappropriate stuff when the kid gets out of here.
Guys, nasty!
Yes.
Cut it up one time.
Oh, there we go. I think we actually covered it pretty well.
Well, now there's one more thing.
Yeah.
Kids out of earshot.
Yeah.
Sometimes people wake up having an orgasm.
Boys do that. It's called a wet dream, right?
Yeah.
We learned about that in junior high.
And women have that too. And that's just something. It's something in your subconscious that you wake up and you do that. It's something to be ashamed of. It happens to everybody.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a. I mean, I don't think I've ever done that.
But I bet you will tonight.
Oh,
we're talking
challenge
about
accepted.
It.
Challenge
no, we're
accepted.
Talking about it now, listen, so it'll probably come up.
Okay, you and I are not allowed to text each other tonight because Hoss.
No. Oh God.
Hoss and I text each other almost everything.
I'm gonna text you at 10:30 and be like, "What are you wearing?"
But like, I'll text.
Xanax.
We just have like a constant ongoing conversation. Like, "Hey, I did this today," or "Hey, I saw one armed drag queen this and that," and so. No texting past 10 o'clock. If either of us have that dream, I do not want to know, because that's like my brother. That's really gross.
That is hilarious.
Awesome. So before we go to the next break, because you're going to hang out with us a little bit longer, but do you want to plug your website, people want to get in touch with you as long as they're not in town and they want to have a local psychic party? How do they get a hold of you?
They're going to get me on Facebook at Lisa Pini's Life Coach.
Uh-huh. And it's P-I-N-I.
P-I-N-I. And then phone number 315-796-6014 or blackcatpsychic@aol.com.
Do you also prefer heavy breathers after 1 a.m. for the phone calls?
Of course.
That's the
always.
Best. All right. We will be right back. It's the Kelly Manor Show.
Man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. So she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad. Thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex. Followed next with a check and a note. The last night was dope, dope, dope.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Take it easy.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now tell me what you're gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes for you,
when judgment comes for you.
Tell me what you're gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to hide.
When judgment comes for you,
cause it's gonna go.
And rap all day.
I was just telling you, one of those dudes should have filled in for Easy E last.
Yes. Time. When you guys aren't here, I just put on my headphones and rap all day.
All right.
How are our levels look? Good? So Lisa Pini stuck around. Jason Martinez here with us too. Best friend Haas, producer Gary, last segment of the show. Little Bone Thugs and Harmony playing. Now, Lisa, you, I feel like I can talk to you and just shoot you straight. And you don't, you know, one of the things you do is a life coach.
Right.
Jimmy and I hate that word. You need to come up with a new word for that. Because what does a life coach do?
Coaches life.
But doesn't that sound condescending? Like, well, I've got this life shit so sewn up that I can tell you how to live.
No, it's about putting people on a path. You know, some people feel like they're like, what's my purpose in life? I'm straying off my path. And my job is to help them figure out what's important and what they need to be doing.
Okay.
So I'm coaching them.
You're kind of, it's almost like a little bit of a pep talk, but more than that, you know, just like a...
Right.
I find with a lot of people, I don't know how to say this without sounding mean. I get a lot of people that email me and just say, I want you to help me with this idea. We just want to borrow your brain. We want you to tell us how to do this. This idea or promote. I'm like, no, that's charge. What I do for myself.
Yep.
You know, right. I don't, and I find that the people that I do take time out of my life to really sit down and give advice to, whether it's, you know, somebody trying to start their own business or this and that, I start explaining to them what I think they should do. And it's like, they don't do it.
Right.
Because opportunity looks a lot like hard work.
Right.
Yep.
You know, when I say, hey, why don't you work for free? Why don't you do this? Why don't you start at the bottom? Why don't you get it, you know? And they're just like, yeah, you know, but... And I'm like...
I'm looking in your direction, Generation Y.
Exactly. And I'm
millennials.
Like... get your ass off the couch and do it and quit crying.
How much did we hustle as interns that summer?
Oh, my God. Hollis and I met as interns for 105.7 The Point.
Do you remember what the weekly requirements were?
No, but I remember getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they handed me a stack of, like, 600 Point Fest banners. And they said, do you see that fence along the back of Riverport?
All of it.
We need one banner on, like, end to end. And wow. We sat there and tied, like, at 6 in the morning.
That's back when they were paper, so we had to punch holes.
Yes.
Zip tie. And then 10 minutes after the doors opened, they're all down.
Yes.
But the requirements were 3 events.
Yeah.
And 10 hours in the office each week.
It was in, and we, you know, we're kids.
And that was minimum. And yeah. There were people who would do the minimum.
Oh, of course.
And then there was people like us who were like, how many more events could I go to this
exactly.
week?
Exactly. We kicked ass and took names.
Which is part of the reason why we succeeded
then,
in what we do.
Do you remember, like, one of my best memories of being an intern was, I think it was, no, it wasn't at Point Fest, but we were out there hanging up banners or something, and it was for the Pearl Jam concert. And all of a sudden, we hear a sound check going on, and like I turn around, and there's freaking Eddie Vedder, and they're doing the sound check.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And a couple of us interns came and sat on the side of the stage and watched him do a sound check. It was amazing. And then I have a picture of all of us laying in the grass at Point Fest that night. And so, I mean, there were days where you worked from 6 in the morning until
2.
You know, yeah. And I
remember Point Fest that year was 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. because we were there before anybody, and then we cleaned up because that was the thing back in the day, like. If we didn't clean up the venue, Live Nation, or at the time it was, I forget what they were called, would get mad. Like, we had to make sure that no one was an idiot and left bumper stickers on the floor or any of that stuff. So, it was almost a 24-hour day to be an intern at Point Fest.
Wow.
And then we were there. God, we could, write a whole book on this when Extreme started, which was, our rival station.
Yep.
So they would, try to throw eggs at us and,
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It was a war.
That's crazy.
It was they were doing mean stuff to some of the the jocks and stuff, and we could do a whole show on the Insane Clown Posse and what we went through.
Oh, dude.
It's a whole show.
Yeah.
It's a whole show. So I was asking about you being a life coach because last week a teacher got fired from her job. I actually heard about this.
This person needs a life coach.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as her life coach. So a 24-year-old teacher went to Mexico on spring break. I guess a week.
Woo! Spring break!
Everybody who's wearing earbuds hates you right now.
That's right.
So she went to Mexico for a spring break, and she entered a twerking contest. And turns out, not only did she win, but the article said, Jason? She beat people from, all these other countries.
International City. France and Texas.
Yes.
Yeah. Very diverse.
France, also known as Mexico.
So she wins the prize, which was $260. And then she comes home and they say, congratulations, that's all the money you have because you have now lost your job. Now, I think that one thing I want to note is that I don't think she was the one who put up the video. I think that, somebody in the crowd took it, they put it up, that kind of thing. So she lost her job. Now, I have seen the video.
I have too.
I've got 3 small kids. I think that there are some professions that you are held to a higher standard than everybody else.
Yep.
Teachers are one of them. Police officers are one of them. Well, if it were my kid's teacher, I would want her fired.
And let's also talk about the fact that this was a twerking contest. She did quite a bit more than twerking.
Correct.
That dude got a full-on lap dance from her.
Lisa, what do you think?
Without seeing the video, I feel... Well, can I say what I'm thinking
first?
Yeah,
I want to hear what you think first.
Without seeing the video first, I'm thinking what she does on her own time is her own business.
Problem is that there's a morality clause when you're a teacher.
Well, and the problem is social media. She could have done that 15 years ago. And
she could have done this 10 years ago and no one would have known.
Now, here's the thing. You cannot expect a teacher to walk back into classroom, whether she's got kindergartners what she does in her bedroom, yes, that is, behind closed doors is her own life. But what you do on a stage is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to let you show Lisa the video of this twerk, because I thought maybe she was just twerking.
Mm-mm.
This is
I've paid $20 to have that happen to me over at PT's before.
Let me explain to you. So my first ever spring break, I was this 19-year-old girl from a little town in Illinois, and I went to South Padre Island for the first time. And that was the first time.
How many times did you get roofied?
None, because I was a very smart girl, and my mom taught me well. And actually, that was the first time I ever saw anybody do, a hard drug, and it was the kind that you sniff. And I left the party and walked home by myself because I didn't want to be in the room with that. So I was a really good kid. But I also am super crazy. Like, I get, like, I'm, honest to God, I'm addicted to adrenaline, period.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, hello.
I told you.
OMG, that looks like something out of Vegas.
Nah.
That looks like.
I'll take you 20 minutes east and I'll show you that.
Yeah, right.
So can we all agree that that is much more than a twerking video?
Is she from St. Louis?
No, but she's from, it's from, it's in the U.S. It's not like a out-of-country thing.
Yeah, that's
USA.
Highly inappropriate.
USA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that you've seen it. Well, yeah. We'll have to put it on the website at kellymano.com.
So the other fun thing that we learned out in this article is that once this video went public and people figured out who she was, someone from the school, one of the students, started taking screen caps, cutting her out, and superimposing them next to, like, pictures of her kids standing.
The,
like, of her students.
Students
and then putting them up in the school.
Which is why you can't do this shit, dumbass. And I'm glad she lost her job. When I went to South Padre Island, I was like, they had a wet t-shirt contest. And the winner got $250. Two things you should know. I had giant knockers, and I was broke. And I was like, I'm
easy money.
Yeah, I'm like,
easy money.
I hadn't had my breast reduction yet. I'm like, I'm going to go. And so I get in line. And I'm like fourth in line, and I don't do this kind of stuff. But I'm like, whatever, it's just fun. I even called my mom that day. I'm like, I'm gonna do a wet t-shirt contest tonight, and she's like, don't do it. I'm like, you win $250. She's like, you go, honey. And so
mom's approval.
So I'm standing in line. I'm fourth in line. They give me my t-shirt. The first girl gets up on stage and gets butt ass naked. And I stepped
like
out of line.
Like topless or butt naked?
Butt ass naked. Like
you're
loses
like,
everything.
Nope, I lose.
And so I bowed out and I went back to my friend. And yeah, because you can't compete with that, you know?
Right.
You can, but it's going to involve some toys.
Yeah. I mean, if it was just a twerking contest and she would have just got up there and twerked.
Right.
Then I don't think she would have been fired.
I don't think so either. I think that she, you know, she stepped over the line with that. That was just,
Yeah.
I wouldn't want her teaching my grandchildren.
And look, and the thing is, odds are she's probably a very fine teacher.
Yes.
And is it a shame that we can't allow her to have both? It is. But it's much like at pro athletes, as much as they want to say we're not role models, yes, you are.
Yes,
it goes along with the territory.
Sure.
When you're a teacher and you're trusted with the safety and education of people's youth, there's certain standards that you have to uphold.
Yep. She crossed the line.
She did. And I totally understand what you're saying, because in a job of what I do, a lot of times I'm not allowed to have an opinion. And if I do have an opinion, you know, and I say, well, you know, the president, for example, you know, the race for that. If I have an opinion on that, this person gets mad, this person gets mad. I start getting slammed in my inbox, phone calls. So I don't put out my personal opinions anymore on anything.
No.
Because it's awful.
I pretty much hate everybody, but the people I like, I really like a lot. So I'm glad the teacher was fired. Over the line, one step forward for mankind. One small step forward for teachers, one giant step forward for whore teachers. One big whore step over the line. Watch the video!
That was pretty,
she did
I
it
plan
pretty
on it
wild. Many, many times. And that's how you're going to have the dream.
On repeat.
Don't text me. Leave me alone all night. All right, so the next show, I'm going to talk about my experience with the one-armed drag queen. And I'm also going to tell you guys about the time that I accidentally took my kids to a drag show. And it was just a year ago. It was shared. Night. It was hysterical. Lisa, thank you for joining us. Tell people
thank
how
you.
They can get a hold of you again.
BlackCatPsychic@AOL.com. Lisa Peeny, life coach.
All right.
Or 315-796-6014.
And Hoss and Jason are Start Backing Up the Blues Hockey Podcast.
Yep.
What is that website again?
BlueshockeyPodcast.net.
Very hard to remember.
Yeah, no,
which
very,
is why you passed the microphone to him. All right, we are going to be back on Thursday. Until then, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, a little bit smart-assy. Hoss, anything for the fellows?
Spring break tequila shots turning teachers into whores since 1982.
If life gives you lemons, play that they are Lulus. Everybody say see ya!
See ya!
Ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, you please take your seat.
Okay, stop
Thank
that, and
much.
Then you're
going to
go on a live donut run.
He loves me.